From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has approved the creation of a special interrogation task force that would be dedicated to gathering intelligence from so-called high-value detainees suspected of terrorist activities. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The new elite unit would be led by the FBI and would include interrogators from the FBI, CIA, and Department of Defense. While the FBI would run the unit, the White House's National Security Council would oversee it. There had been some talk of having the Deputy Attorney General supervise the group, but the White House apparently wanted to be more hands-on. The unit will be required to follow the guidelines set out in the Army Field Manual, but that will only be the starting point. The unit will also take a look at other strategies that might be effective in the interrogation room. Experts say that the field manual is woefully out of date and doesn't take into account the research into human behavior that has been done in the last several decades. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Attorney General Eric Holder also announced today he's picking Prosecutor John Durham to investigate the alleged CIA mistreatment of terror suspects. The Associated Press, citing law enforcement officials, has ruled entertainer Michael Jackson's death a homicide. That report comes on the same day a newly released search warrant affidavit says Jackson had lethal levels of a powerful anesthetic drug in his system at the time of his death. The document, which allowed officials with the L.A. Coroner's Office to raid the Houston offices and a storage facility of Jackson's doctor last month, showed the singer had the drug propofol in his body. Car dealers will be given a little more time under the Cash for Clunkers program. They had to submit their applications for rebates by 8 p.m. tonight. However, the Department of Transportation has now extended that deadline to noon tomorrow. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The computers are down. That's what dealers have been reporting to their trade association in D.C. John McElhaney is the group's current chair. He's also a dealer in Clinton, Iowa. He says they've sold about 145 new cars in the Cash for Clunkers program, but he says they're having trouble submitting all of their applications.
Since about 11 o'clock this morning, we've tried to access it about every 2 minutes unsuccessfully. So it may be running, but it's overwhelmed. And it's preventing dealers from, at least in many cases, being able to get in and submit their applications.
The Department of Transportation is now giving dealers until noon Tuesday to file applications. The deadline for sales under the Cash for Clunkers program is still 8 p.m. tonight. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Irish drug maker Warner Chilcon has agreed to buy Procter & Gamble's pharmaceutical business for just over $3 billion. With the move, Chilcon expects to be able to more than triple its revenues and significantly expand its product line. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 3 points to end the session at 9,509. The NASDAQ lost 2 points. The S&P 500 was off a fraction today. This is NPR News. An Iraqi official says bombs attached to two minibuses exploded southeast of Baghdad today, killing at least 20 people and wounding at least 10 more. The official says the bombings occurred in the Shiite city of Kut, with the first bomb exploding around 1 p.m. and a second bomb going off a short time later. The bombings are the latest in a series of attacks in Iraq that have claimed the lives of hundreds of people in recent weeks. They come as U.S. forces have been turning over much of the day-to-day security operations in Iraq to Iraqis. Forest fires that have burned thousands of acres east of Athens could turn into a political crisis for the Greek government. As John Soropoulos reports, the already weak ruling conservatives now face criticism for their handling of the fires, especially one that destroyed dozens of homes.
Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis visited the fire service's operational center 3 times over the weekend, but his statements were limited to thanking firefighters. Thousands of acres of pine forest were burned over 3 days. Homes and farms were lost, miraculously without loss of human life. This marks the second time in as many years that this government has confronted an ecological catastrophe within sight of Athens. A massive fire burned the capital's only fir forest in 2007. Now, as then, the fire service is being accused by mayors in the stricken areas for being slow to avert disaster. The fire began close to a landfill site the government imposed on a reluctant local community. For NPR News, I'm John Psaropoulos in Athens.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session higher today. Crude oil futures rose 48 cents a barrel to end the session at $74.37 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.